Brian McTavish is here from Thinking Bigger Business Media. He's in the room. Sitting right in front of me.
Your tie is in the room.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Very colorful.
Very colorful. I'm all duded up today.
You are.
George Lois is going to be speaking at Nelson Atkins tonight. Godfather of modern advertising. I'm talking to him. 6 o'clock tonight at the Nelson Atkins.
Sounds like something to go and do.
You can be there.
I would like to be
You've learned something.
You need to
learn something.
I could learn a few things.
Yes, you could.
Judy Garland, who we just heard, she taught us all a few things about her pure, wonderful sentiment.
Yes.
Her dream.
You're getting weepy.
Yeah.
You always get weepy when you hear that song.
Well,
I know you.
There are going to be some tears shed, good kind, joyful kind, I think, at Screenland at the Symphony, The Wizard of Oz. They're going to screen a remastered version.
My goodness.
A restored, beautiful copy of the MGM, the 1939 movie classic.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. And here's the deal, with live symphonic accompaniment.
My gosh.
Now, it sold out Friday night at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
But tonight,
there might be a handful of tickets left. My view is, if there's one ticket left, if there's a chance, give them a call. Because Over the Rainbow, let alone, not to mention Margaret Hamilton as the Wicked Witch, scared the you-know-what out of me as a kid.
When I was a kid, that was where my life began and ended, that Wicked Witch of the East, right?
Well, she was the Wicked Witch of the West.
West.
Yeah.
East, West.
And, you know,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I may have shared this with you before, but it's worth resharing, of course. I would, like, go away from the TV set when she came on.
Yeah.
I would go.
She rocked your world.
So I just wonder if when Margaret Hamilton, in this beautifully crisp, when her skin will be so green, she'll be so perfectly awful looking and scary.
My kids used to laugh at her. What a difference a generation makes. They were like, nonplussed.
So you're telling me the kids today are not going to ask their mothers to hold their hand
and
go out to the hall or something, huh?
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
I've been thinking about you all day, baby. Waiting on that sun to go down. What you say I pick you up after work? Slide over and we slip out to the outskirts.
Wouldn't be McTavish without a little country.
How did I
country.
Get? Well, it's a mantle I'm happy to wear.
Country guy, you come in here, you bring country every week.
Well, it's a country music town. That's a Jason Aldean.
It is a country music
hit
town.
Country. 7:30 Friday at the Sprint Center, and you're probably wondering, well, you're acknowledging in
I've
a way.
I've never heard of him.
Well, you've
never heard of him.
Well, you've heard of him now, and I think he's really an arena country rocker. Right?
That's the big thing.
And you know, here's what I say. Rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die, Steve. I don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay. And sure, you've got your acoustic, your folk, you've got your bluegrass. And I'm actually, frankly, a bigger fan of the authentic country music. But when it comes to this country arena rock, that's how rock and roll is basically reaching the masses these days, through that country music genre. And also, if you happen to miss him, or even if you see him at the Sprint Center on Friday night, Jason is going to do a baseball stadium tour. I sure hope Kauffman Stadium's part of it.
And what you just said about him, that's called insight.
Oh.
And what's going on here?
I want to drink your blood.
That's what I thought.
Dracula.
Dracula.
Yeah, the Kansas City Ballet takes on the legendary Bloodsucker, the king of the Bloodsuckers.
Yes,
is there any
is.
Other?
No,
performances
not.
Through Sunday at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, which is the place to be in this town. It's a ballet. There's lots of cool special effects. This is interesting to me, Steve. The ballet has advised parents that their production may not be appropriate for children.
Wow.
Now, my question, Steve, is when was Dracula?
That means kids will want to go.
Well, when was Dracula, Steve, appropriate for children?
That's true.
We all
That's
watched true. It. Was it inappropriate? Okay, here's what you're going to get at the ballet, and here's what we all got, whether it was Bela Lugosi or Christopher Lee as Dracula. A man seducing not one woman, but many women, so he could put his teeth into their necks and drain their life's blood. And usually, Steve, not all at once, but gradually, taking his time, letting the human vessels percolate a while before he was ready to finally do them in. I would submit that little Billy and Susie turned out okay.
Yes.
And, of course, that said, if in doubt, listen to the ballet, because I'm just, you know, I'm a troublemaker. But I think it'll be okay.
When she's lean, long, lanky, sweet as she can be, get your hands off her now, she belongs to me, get your hands off
Elvis, but like not really.
Okay, that is not Elvis
Presley.
Sounds
like Elvis.
It sounds an awful lot like the King of Rock and Roll. That's Jeff Bergen, and he's going to do his Elvis tribute at 8 o'clock Friday night at Knucklehead Saloon.
Wow.
Jeff Bergen is a native of rural southwest Missouri. He actually now makes his home and has for many years in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, he sounds like the King, does he not?
Not bad.
He's actually recorded over 200 of Elvis's songs.
And can't stay away. Well, I think,
I think Elvis probably recorded 2,000 songs. I mean, he just made lots and lots and lots and lots
so
of
Jeff
records.
So Jeff has his workout.
Well, he does. And what's interesting to me is, okay, when I say ETA, what does that mean to you?
Estimated time of arrival.
No, that's Elvis tribute artist, ETA.
Oh.
And he's the cream of the crop. So check out Jeff Bergen as Elvis Friday at Knuckleheads.
What's happening here?
Well, Little Lady Marmalade, courtesy of LaBelle.
Little lady.
Well, you're loosening up.
Yes.
Loosening up that tie for me. Yeah, okay. It's the Kansas City Mardi Gras Festival. Party time with live music. A crawfish eating contest. Ooh. I mean, how many of those can you even eat?
I know.
I don't know. Street performers, fortune tellers. That should be fun. And beads, and more beads. 8 to 11, Saturday night at KC Live Block there, part of the Kansas City Power and Light District. It's all free unless you want to upgrade to be a VIP. These days, it's not very much to be a VIP, just 20 or 30 bucks. It used to cost thousands, but now, you know.
Now, you get five items, I get one. Yeah. On my list for this weekend, Mike Smith and the Kings of Sax are back at BB's Lawnside Barbecue at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. Here's what Mike Smith sounds like.
Their job, you better hide, hide, hide. Don't walk, you better run. Players all the way you start. So don't forget your gun.
This being the Saturday before Fat Tuesday, Mike Smith and the Kings of Sax will be doing a special New Orleans show performing music by such greats as Alan Toussaint, Fats Domino, and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's 9 o'clock Saturday night out at BB's. You can find all of Brian McTavish's picks on our website, kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the show, a look at Abraham Lincoln's most trusted advisors, plus a conversation with a rising jazz vocalist and our local listen. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.
This one here, I just take your lunch money till the end of the year. Don't worry, I'm passing free. When that hammer locks you in.